The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. National MS Society supports stem cell transplant for select aggressive RRMS. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society supports the use of a patient-derived bone marrow transplant to treat people with very aggressive relapsing-remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, who responded poorly to disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs. This position, in line with a recent set of society recommendations on how and in whom autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant, or AHSCT, should be performed. Published last year, they were based on a systematic review of recent clinical evidence related to AHSCT use in MS patients. Because of effective clinical research, we now have strong evidence that autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplantation is an important treatment option for some people with MS under specific circumstance. Cindy Zagaboylo, the National MS Society's president and CEO, said in the announcement, "Still, the Society recommends that patients discuss treatment options with their MS specialist or physician to determine the best approach for their disease. The role of the National MS Society is to communicate what is known so that effective treatments can be assessed," Zagaboylo said, adding that this includes supporting people with MS and their healthcare providers in considering options, scientifically rigorous research explores unanswered questions, and advocating for affordable access and equity of healthcare. "We are committed to our mission. We will cure MS while empowering people affected by MS to live their best lives," Zagaboylo added. AHSCT is an intensive experimental treatment approach that uses a person's own or autologous healthy blood cell progenitors, also known as hematopoietic stem cells, to stop MS-related immune attacks on the brain and spinal cord. Hematopoietic stem cells are first collected from a patient's bone marrow and then infused back to the patient after a fairly aggressive chemotherapy regimen is given to kill their immune cells. In aiming for a total reset of a person's immune system, this one-time treatment has the potential to significantly slow or halt MS progression. Several studies of AHSCT report that it can prevent disability progression and relapses over the long term in people with relapsing MS forms who have not benefited from DMTs. Data from clinical trials and real-life studies also support its superiority over DMTs, including high-efficacy therapies such as Lemtrada or alemtuzumab. In addition, the estimated total cost of a one-time stem cell transplant is roughly $150,000, while DMTs are associated with a mean wholesale cost of at least $80,000 each year. After reviewing AHSCT's clinical evidence in MS patients, the Society concluded that the approach may be a safe and effective option for RRMS patients younger than age 50, who either show new brain lesions and/or clinical relapses despite treatment with a high-efficacy DMT or are unable to use such therapies. Ideal candidates also have a disease duration of less than 10 years. The approach does not come without risks, the Society noted. And older age, greater disability, and certain health conditions or comorbidities, such as heart or lung disease, are associated with a greater risk of serious complications, including infections. As such, patients undergoing the stem cell transplant need to be closely followed and given proper care after the procedure. According to the National MS Society, it is crucial that AHSCT is performed at specialized centers, certified either by the Foundation for Accreditation of Cellular Therapy in the U.S. or by the European Society for Blood and Marrow Transplantation for Europe. Currently, a Phase 3 trial called BEAT-MS is assessing AHSCT's safety, effectiveness, and cost-effectiveness against best available DMTs in up to 156 adults. Eligible patients need to have severe relapsing MS and fail to respond to two therapy lines in the three previous years. Patients are being recruited at sites across the U.S., with a single U.K. site expected to open. The trial's top-line data are expected by October 2026. Recent evidence also suggests that AHSCT is more effective than DMTs at slowing disease progression in people with active secondary progressive MS, but well-controlled clinical trials are needed to confirm its efficacy in this patient group. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jamie Hughes, A Life in Letters. Kintsugi reminds me that living with MS isn't something to hide. This week, I had a conversation with my eldest son about the importance of saying I'm sorry and making amends when you harm someone or have done something you shouldn't have. He had made a mistake, spoke words of anger, and felt terrible about it later. I explained to him that although he could never unsay those words, he could apologize and make amends. To help him understand the beauty of healing, I explained the concept of kintsugi to him. The word is a combination of two Japanese words, ken, which means golden, and sugi, which means joinery or mending. It's an ancient art form used by Japanese craftspeople to repair broken pottery or ceramic vessels. Instead of throwing a broken bowl or cup away, an artist will collect all the broken pieces, carefully put them back together using lacquer, or its modern equivalent, epoxy, and cover the adhesive with expensive golden powder. The goal is not to hide the breaks or imperfections. Rather, they are accentuated and made beautiful. They become a part of the bowl's story, just as worthy of respect and admiration as anything the artist intended. And in the end, the item becomes even more valuable as a result of what has happened to it. An artist I greatly admire, Makoto Fujimura, has applied this term more broadly in his book, Art and Faith, A Theology of Making. Becoming part of the story. I think about this concept of kintsugi a great deal, especially as a person living with multiple sclerosis. Imagine if the hard things we experience could be made manifest in our bodies. Imagine if people could see our brokenness, not as weakness or something to pity, but as something beautiful and golden. Every time we experience an exacerbation, when the fatigue feels like too much, or when the brain fog is just too dense to wade through, that's a little crack. But in time we heal, we rebound, we get back at it. And when that happens, what was broken is redeemed. It is joined with gold. The cracks never heal. They just become part of the story, part of us. I take great comfort in kintsugi. Not only are the items repaired using this technique stunningly beautiful and unique, they are also evidence of strength and endurance, both of which I need as a patient living with MS. As an art restorer, Hiroki Kiyokawa says, "All things are created and destined to be broken someday. I think being broken or damaged is never a bad thing. All of us develop scars throughout our lives, but these scars should never be hidden. Our imperfections can be the birth of something new." It's easy to ignore this when you're young and healthy. Your body responds just as it should. You heal quickly and nothing hurts. But patients living with MS learn fairly early just how empirical that wholeness is. We know that all things are destined to be broken someday, and that offers us a depth of understanding, a resonance that others who haven't been broken may not possess. That wisdom is ours for the moment, and I firmly believe it's something we should treasure.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.